This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a heat wave, right? Yeah, no poop, Sherlock. Yeah, it's hot. Apparently, the weather is affecting most of the world. It's been pretty hot, warm, across the globe, although I believe above the equator. And some of the temperatures are hitting record digits. I live in Las Vegas. We're expected to hit about 114 this weekend. I think Burbank is going to be 101 degrees. Phoenix anticipated to tie a record at 118 degrees. Tucson, Texas, San Antonio, Corpus Christi, and Houston may also tie records. Record temperatures are also going to be higher in Florida, Orlando. Actually, Orlando may cool down by 1 degree. So, yeah, that might be nice. Offering some relief. Miami would be at about 97 degrees. Keep in mind, there's humidity. With humidity, could very easily make it feel like 100, 110 degrees. Triple-digit highs could even make it to the Canadian border, we're being told by the Washington Post. We have this heat dome, or force field of high pressure and hot, dry, sinking air. It's also going to go towards New Mexico. This high pressure ridge will flatten and expand west to east, sprawling over most of the country. National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center is being aggressive with their forecasts, calling for above average temperatures virtually all over the country. Not going to let up by the weekend, going to last at least well into August. The Phoenix 110 degree streak can go well into August as well. Again, then they go off on human climate change. Why can't they just say climate change? Human induced climate change. They have to just put that in there, human induced. Okay. Yeah, the climate changes. Don't get me started. The climate changes. Whether I eat a burger or not, we're going to have changes. Is our increasing population causing changes to the earth? Yes, it can. We have a lot of people. We have a lot of buildings. We're putting electric grids into cars to make electric cars. That's going to change the environment, change the heat of the ground. That we're doing things differently. The masks. We added a whole bunch of paper and biohazardous stuff that got littered all over the country, the globe. Yeah, that causes changes. We have more people breathing more oxygen and expelling more carbon dioxide. Call it climate change for now, because I don't think, you know, the average person is going to want to be blamed for this. Now, what do we do when it's this hot? Well, it's interesting how, you know, some people around the world are coping. Some Tunisians, were being told by USA Today, are hitting the beaches up to the north. There have been bamboo mats given out in China and told to sleep on bamboo mats to, I guess, stay cool. Eat watermelon that has been cooled in wells. They are warning of power blackouts due to the huge demand of air conditioning. They say from Death Valley to Zhejiang, China, from Phoenix to Rome, record-breaking temperatures. The hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth was in Death Valley on July 10th, 1913, 134.1 degrees Fahrenheit. We were close last week, but it could hit again. Now, Sicily hit 119.8 degrees. That was back in 2021, and they're expecting that that could be broken. So, Italy's weather service has nicknamed this heat wave Charon, after the Greek mythology figure who ferried the dead across the waters of Hades to the underworld. So people have names for it, and it's been it's going to be hot. So and you see people trying to cool off, try to stay away from the streets and the sidewalks and salads. I notice I've been eating a lot of fruit and salad. Just seems to be kind of cooling off. You know, water, swimming, be very careful about rivers and lake beds because of the amoebas. We just had a boy die north of Las Vegas in Ash Springs, Nevada. Was in a hot spring swimming, picked up an amoeba. You know, we might see more amoeba infections that sit down at the silt of the lake bed or the river bed to feed on bacteria, and then they could come up, get into your nose when you swim underwater, and then move to the brain, affect the brain, and kill you. So these are things we got to watch out for when we try to cool ourselves. But it's interesting that, you know, all of us are kind of dealing with a really, really cruel summer. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. But interesting, bamboo mats help. I guess in China, they say they put them on the bed, on the sofa, the seats of the car. And interestingly, I remember my grandmother in Phoenix would use like a little bamboo sitting mat in her car. I guess because it allows air and airflow. So that's kind of very interesting. Oh, we'll see. Now, wildfires. We have a slew of wildfires going on. And one website I want to direct you guys to, which I think you will find very informative, is fireweatheravalanche.org. It gives you the current wildfires burning in the U.S. So, California, we have 30 fires going on. Only 4 acres, they say, have been active. Yet in Arizona, 2,700 acres are burning as a result of 18 fires. Washington State, 49 fires. New Mexico, 13 fires. Oregon, 16 fires. Florida, 6. So you can click on them and you can see where these fires are in your area. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, one of you is moving. Lost your job. Found a new job. But you're concerned about the schools. And which source can you trust on how good a school is? I don't have that answer. Not that I haven't researched it, is I don't know which source to trust on how quote-unquote good a school is. Because good is very subjective. And when it comes to teaching our kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews, you want to know that they're in the best school. One of you had asked last year, what do I think about private school? I mean, I've done private school, even though I went to public school, and I really appreciate the public school system. We chose private school more for safety in terms of we were worried about the lockdowns and the shooters, and I had stalkers with my show. So we did the private school, not so much because of the education, that I thought they'd get a better education. It's this one school was right by my house, and there was a guard, and it just seemed to be a little, you know, to me easier because they, you know, they were scared having broken into someone in our house. It was, you know, it was one of those things where we decided to spend the extra money to have that. Other schools have way more security, but at the time there really wasn't a lot of security in a lot of the other schools, and so I didn't know if some. We also had at the time there were people dressing up as police officers that were snatching kids in our neck of the woods, and you know, I had conversations with the kids about how if you need help or there's a stranger, you go to the police. Well, there were scams, or there were what's the word for it? You know, there were individuals where there would be a quote unquote police officer that wasn't necessarily a police officer, and the child would run over to the police officer, and then the police officer could take him. That, and it really wasn't a police officer; it was somebody dressed up as one, because the child, you know, doesn't know how to read the badge and understand. And it's a very confusing time. You know, we're trying to explain to our young kids, who do you go to? You know, do you go to a grown-up? How do you know who this grown-up is? And it was, we got a lid on it. I haven't heard of any more of those cases in the last 10, 15 years. But it was, so I chose private school not because of the education, because I went to public school in Nevada and Arizona and California, got a great education. But things are a little different now. And some private schools are letting parents know that some of the curriculums that, or the curricula that might be controversial in other schools will be there as well or not be there, and that might drive certain traffic and customers. But we do have a list of the most and least educated cities in America. Now, this comes from Wallet Hub, and I like Wallet Hub's data set at Wallet Hub, they said range from the share of adults 25 years or older with a bachelor's degree or higher to the quality of the public school system to the gender education gap. So Wallet Hub came up with this list as to the most and least educated cities in America. We're being told that some of there's five California cities that ranked among the 10 least educated. So when you look at the top of the list, and I apologize, Ann Arbor, Michigan ranked first. Then San Jose, California, Washington, D.C. came in third. Berkeley, San Francisco came in fourth. Madison, Wisconsin came in fifth. So that's kind of interesting in terms of their overall rank. Trying to scroll down to the bottom, the last on the list was Visalia, California, Brownsville, Texas, McAllen, Texas, Bakersfield, California, and Modesto, California. Stockton, California came in sixth worst. I don't understand. That's out of a ranking of 150. And so, you know, that's odd because Stockton ranked low, but you have San Francisco, Berkeley ranking higher. The lowest of the last 10 or 11 were Fresno, California, Salinas, California, Corpus Christi, Texas, Beaumont, Texas, Hickory, North Carolina, Stockton, California, Modesto, California, Bakersfield, California, McAllen, Texas, Brownsville, Texas, Visalia, California. When you look at these, you're looking at these cities. Reno, Nevada, I don't know if I see Vegas on the list. Reno, Nevada came in 69. So, middle of it. Provo, Utah came in number 14. It's an interesting list. Tallahassee, Florida, number 21. And this is from Wallet Hub. Kansas City came in number 40. Phoenix came in number 65. I was part of the Maricopa County School District. But, you know, this is interesting because it includes a lot of metrics, such as those with a bachelor's degree, the quality of the public school system, gender education gap. And so the point I want to make is when you are looking at a school or you're looking at a place for education, it all depends on the metrics they're looking at. And you know, I've had going to 12 schools as a kid and then going to college, going to medical school, doing my last year at UCLA, so getting to see what two medical schools were like. I've come to learn that it's all who your teacher is. If you have a good teacher who cares and gives a damn, you're going to learn. And I had single teachers in certain years, in certain cities, that stood out. And some of what I learned in medical school was based on some of the life-saving material I learned was not necessarily based on the whole system, but my luck of the draw getting to work with somebody or seeing something. And so, to me, a school system or a place that offers great education, number one, make sure their teachers give a damn. Make sure their teachers are teaching the right information. I've worked at places where the information was taught wrong. Where there's review, there's quality assurance, there's also a school that gives every child equal opportunity. So, you know, these are things that need to be looked at. And when you do look at a new place to live, things to take into account. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. House Republicans releasing a document they claim is evidence the Bidens were being bribed by a Ukrainian businessman. The White House says those allegations were already investigated by the Justice Department during the Trump administration. There's no end in sight to the heat wave that's roasting much of the U.S. Yesterday, over 90 million people lived in areas experiencing dangerous levels of heat. The California store that sold the winning $1 billion Powerball ticket got a $1 million piece of that jackpot. Whoever won that $1 billion jackpot, though, has a year to claim their prize. The U.S. says Russia laying the groundwork to attack civilian ships in the Black Sea and blame Ukraine. That declaration comes days after Russia backed out of a deal that helped move grain from Ukrainian ports, threatening the global food supply. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you got a little grumpy when you saw this headline, and I agree. I'm just as grumpy. Yahoo News made us aware that we as Americans are paying billions for empty government offices. While the federal government has been, you want to work from home, fine. Work from home. Who's paying the rent on these buildings? Or mortgages? Did they get abandoned? Or are we sitting there with empty offices? Now, we've seen private corporations move or rent out the space that they're not using people in. I mean, I've seen a lot of commercial real estate where a lot of empty I don't know how the commercial real estate is doing, per se, but you have a lot of empty suites. Now that if people aren't coming in, you don't need that space to work, you might as well save the money. But is the government doing that? We're being told no. So for 3 years, there are places that the government has been renting and paying on, that you and I are paying for, that are empty. You see conference rooms, you see empty, that we're still paying on it. They say a third of all workers across the economy who are able to work are doing so from home. This is according to the Pew Research Center, a fivefold increase from before the onset of the pandemic. Another 40% are in hybrid arrangements, coming into the office 2 or 3 days a week. Many corporate executives, though, are not liking it. They want the employees to come back. And workers are saying they're more productive when they're working from home and happier. And we've had this discussion before. I get to work both. I do my show at the studio. Of course, I prefer to be in the studio. I love the studio. It's great. But then when I see patients online, it's at home. And I can vouch for some of us working more hours because I could work well into 10, 11 o'clock at night. I could work well into the weekend. Anytime I want, I could access my computer and work. As opposed to, sorry, I left the office. I would have to go all the way back to the office or it's going to have to wait till Monday. I don't have to do that. Now, when I had my private practice, I did go to the office on the weekends to check labs every day. I was there every day checking on things. But many other individuals are, nope, I clocked out. I'm good. So you do have that benefit of staff having access. It's just the average staff might not want to be bothered when they're off the clock. So you can't be bothering them. On the flip side, though, I've had a lot of friends who have been working remotely, and they are on the clock at the pool, going shopping, having lunch, a long lunch. So, yeah, employers are like, to hell with this. But if you're not paying the bill, and the government is, or the taxpayers are, you don't hear as many supervisors get grumpy. They say many federal agencies allow for hybrid work. Few have made concrete demands for sustained office presence. No single overriding policy has governed the Biden administration's approach to returning to the office. They say officials in D.C. have urged the president to bring federal workers back to the office, arguing that their absence has turned the nation's capital into a ghost town. I haven't been to D.C. Have any of you been to D.C.? Is it really a ghost town? Are we spending all this money and these people are home? And I mean, if they're working from home, that's fine. But we keep hearing we're at a deficit, we need more money, things aren't getting done, we need to add more IRS agents, we need more help at the FDA, CDC, we need to hire more people. You need to hire more people. Where is everybody? So, officials in D.C. have been joined by Capitol Hill legislators from rural districts to say their constituents lack reliable internet access and need to interact with government agencies face-to-face. But the powerful unions, according to Yahoo News, that represent federal employees are resisting it. A new report from the Government Accountability Office, which is a nonpartisan watchdog, finds that remote work has taken hold so thoroughly across the federal bureaucracy that many offices are empty. Of the 24 agencies surveyed by the GAO in the study, 17 used an estimated average of 25% or less of their headquarters building's capacity during the first 3 months of 2023. That's when the study was conducted. No agency used more than half of its office space. Even before the pandemic, the federal government owned too many buildings that are barely used. Now they say apparently they're being used even less. So David Maroney, in a recent congressional testimony, said as the country emerges from the pandemic and agencies continue to offer telework as an option, the federal government has a unique opportunity to reconsider how much and what type of office space it needs. I agree. So how much is it costing us? We're being told that if they got rid of some of those buildings, we could save almost $200 million a year. The federal government manages 511 million square feet of office space, according to the GAO. All that real estate costs the federal government $7 billion to lease and maintain. Who's paying that $7 billion? Us. Now, back in 2011, the Obama administration released a map of 14,000 excess buildings and structures owned by the federal government across the country. Not all the buildings are necessarily offices. And if they were able to shed those offices, that could save us about $200 million a year. Now, some people are returning to work. Biden has not really wanted to demand it because, again, he needs votes. Doesn't want people getting grumpy. But he did, in the State of the Union address that he wanted office workers in general to return. In April, Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young wrote in a memo to the agency that they need to substantially increase meaningful in-person work at federal offices, particularly at headquarters and equivalents, while still using flexible operational policies as an important tool in talent recruitment and retention. It is amazing that this is a conversation we're having. My grandmother would roll in her grave if she heard that people are turning down a job because they have to go to work. I mean, this is a conversation we never thought we would be having. You work. You have a job to do. You bust your butt and you work. You should have a balanced life. You shouldn't have to take work home with you. Just because I do it, but I like to. I just am a workaholic. The average person should have family time. They have time off that they could use to regroup and then be more efficient when they are on the job. But I'm hearing that there are individuals who work for the government and say, I want to switch departments because then I don't have to go in. I get to work from... So we're going to have departments where people do not want to go in. That's why the retail and the service industries are having so many problems. Some of you are saying, you know, you're noticing it's harder to find a hairdresser. Well, because if they could get a job where they could work remote, you know, why go in and do hair? You could be home. And keep in mind, a lot of these workers who are working from home, I'm not saying federal workers, but a lot of workers working from home can work then two jobs. You can't work a second job when you are physically at an office with your boss standing over your cubicle. Yet if you're working from home, you could be on one computer doing one thing and another computer doing another. So, I mean, these are things that are keeping people, and not to mention crime, the cost of transportation, the cost of fuel, being away from pets, being away from kids, having to buy clothes and makeup. You know, working from home was nice, I get that. But then, all right, give taxpayers their money back if the buildings aren't being used. 1-877-DOPTALLY, don't go away.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of shark sightings, and there was one video. I think this was off the Florida coast. There was somebody caught on video, a shark acting very erratic. Well, we might have a little bit more clarity on the situation. We are being told that some of these sharks are getting high off of cocaine. Sharks lurking off the Florida's coast, according to New York Post, may be eating bundles of cocaine dumped in the ocean by drug smugglers coming to the U.S. Massive amounts of drugs have been washing up on the beaches and being pulled out of the ocean by authorities each year. The sharks might be eating it. Now, there is going to be a episode or a documentary or a TV series called Cocaine Sharks. Right? You know, there was a movie, Cocaine Bear. I want to see Cocaine Bear. But Cocaine Sharks. It's going to premiere on Discovery Channels during Shark Week this week. But in this program, marine biologist Tom Hurd and University of Florida environmental scientist Tracy Fanara conduct a number of experiments on sharks in the Florida Keys, where fishermen have reportedly told tales of these fish being on benders. So they say the deeper story here is that the chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and illicit drugs that are entering the ocean are, you know, the effect it's having on the delicate ocean ecosystems, but then also these sharks. They say a hammerhead shark, a species that typically doesn't really go after humans, went right at them and seemed to be swimming off, askew. At 60 feet below the surface, a sandbar shark was swimming in tight circles, appearing fixated on an object that wasn't there, hence hallucinating. I've never done cocaine, so I don't know what you would look like. I mean, I've seen patients do cocaine, but it could very easily not only cause that speedy sort of amphetamine reaction, but for an animal, it can make them hallucinate, especially in high amounts. They tested how sharks react to the packages they dropped in the water, which were similar in size and shape to cocaine bales. In the experiment, according to the New York Post, they placed the fake bales next to dummy swans and were shocked to see the sharks go directly to what they thought were the drugs, take bites out of them. One shark swam away with it, but they didn't go after the swan. Now, I do think animals are smart when it comes to fake. You know, I've tried to throw a fake mouse toy at the cat. They're like, what? They know. So it could be just, you know, they could tell that the swans were fake. But they went right up to the cocaine, or what they assumed to be the cocaine. So Hurd and Fantana then attempted to ethically recreate the physical rush of cocaine with a highly concentrated ball of fish powder to trigger a massive dopamine response from the sharks. The sharks can be seen going wild, according to Life Science. They say, I think we got a potential scenario of what it may look like if you give sharks cocaine. We gave them what I think is the next best thing. It set their brains aflame. It was crazy. In the final experiment, they dropped imitation bales of cocaine from an airplane to simulate how the drugs might actually get into the sharks' living quarters. Multiple shark species made a beeline for the fakes, expecting, it looks like they recognized it, they've seen it before, and it's something they like. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean sharks are addicted to cocaine, looking for cocaine, craving, jonesing, but it's interesting. We don't really know much about sharks and cocaine. It's very hard to interview them and examine them. They don't really like that. But we've been hearing of a lot of erratic behavior from sharks. Technically, they say the number of shark attacks still is within the range of average for the year. But I don't know. We have a lot of individuals that have found opportunity to come to the United States, some of them not innocent. And there is a huge drug market in America that will attract people in that kind of business. And so when they try to flee authorities, dumping the stuff into the water might be what they perceive they're out. But it's affecting our fish. So, scary stuff. Speaking of Florida, a water main broke in Miami Beach. It caused pressure to drop, forcing officials to issue a precautionary boil water alert on Friday. Now, Miami Beach is a hot spot. A lot of people there now. Hitting the beaches. It's hot, but they're hitting the beaches. but a private contractor hit a water main late Thursday in the South Beach section of the city. It caused a break. City officials are advising residents and tourists to use bottled water or to boil tap water for 1 minute before drinking, cooking, brushing teeth, and washing dishes. You forget about the teeth brushing. The precautionary boil water notice will be in place until drinking water test results pass inspection for 2 consecutive days. So that means all weekend long they're probably going to be on the boil water alert. Now, Miami Beach has 217 hotels, 21,000 rooms. Makes up more than a third of the inventory in Miami-Dade County. That's going to be a lot of tourists that might have some issues because they're going to be in a hotel room and they can't boil water. So that's interesting. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I remember Jerry Seinfeld, in one of his interviews, had been concerned about the changes and how comedy is changing because there's a lot of things you can't say. Political correctness. And we have an article that was written at the Washington Examiner saying political incorrectness is killing comedy. And we are noticing that a lot of things aren't funny anymore. And the comedians have always had this role of talking about what people don't want to talk about and push the envelope. And, oh, he didn't go there, did he? Sometimes I've seen comedians where it just wasn't even funny. But when they start to be restricted, and I don't want to hear things that are racist or anything like that, but sometimes they'll talk about women and men. I mean, Eddie Murphy, he made millions on his Delirious and Raw when he would depict men and women and you know, relationships and, you know, you go to sleep. And he's like, I got out of there. I think she's going to kill me. But, you know, and you can't necessarily bring up couples. You can't, there are things you can't say now without saying, look at how many medical articles I've read to you where they say pregnant persons. You know, you can't talk about a pregnant mama. You can't say that term anymore. And comedians like Dave Chappelle and some of these other ones have been roasted for, you know, doing their routine. I mean, was it Kevin Hart that said things? There were people that said things in previous routines have had to come out and apologize for being insensitive, and then, well, if they have to apologize, they're not going to say it again. And so it's interesting to see where things are going. But some of you have noticed that, you know, movies don't really seem to be that funny and all that. Well, it's because a lot of our humor kind of centered around off-color jokes and off-key jokes. That's going to change. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me. Your handy chains dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.